Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamil. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Claudia Annette Kellum Hall, and I was calling to sign up for my unemployment.
Okay. And can I have your social?
266-214296.
Okay, so that was 266-214296.
Right.
Okay. Well, I see here it says you never filed a claim, so I would be happy to help you with that. And you say your first name was Claudia?
It's Claudia Annette Kellum Hall.
Okay, can you spell your first name for me?
C-L-A-U-D-I-A.
Okay, and spell your last name for me.
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Okay, Hall. And what's your date of birth?
3-22-56.
Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And English is your preferred language, correct?
Right.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
What now?
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I ain't never been in the military.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Stucky.
Can you spell that for me?
S-T-U-C-K-E-Y.
S-P-U-C-K-E-Y?
No, S-T.
S-T.
Yeah, Stucky, like the restaurant Stucky's.
Oh, okay, I got you. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's that driver's license state and a driver's license number?
It's Alabama. Let me look it up. I didn't know what I needed before I called, so it's the first time I've ever signed up for unemployment in 20 years, probably. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the number is 457. 1080.
Okay, so that was 457-1080.
Uh-huh. Now, my driver's license says Annette Kellum Hall, but see, Kellum is my maiden name, and Annette's the name I go by, so.
Okay.
But my Social Security number and all that's under Claudia Hall, so.
Okay, well, that's fine. Just, yeah, I think that'll be fine. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be no problem. As long as you just verify your date of birth and your social, it probably will be fine.
All right.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which will take 5 to 7 days after you are approved for payments. So which one would you prefer? Would you prefer direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit would be fine.
Okay. And do you want this deposited into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And can I have the routing number and the bank account number?
Okay. The bank account number is, I'm going to give you all the numbers. Is that what you want?
Yes, ma'am. I need the bank account and the routing number.
Okay. The bank account number is 0-6-2-1-0-4-5-2-0-1.
Okay, so that was 0-6-2-1-0.
The routing number. The first numbers are the routing numbers, right?
You're reading it off a checkbook?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. The first numbers are the routing number.
Okay, that's the routing numbers then.
Okay.
0621045201 is the routing number.
Okay. 0621045200.
Right.
Okay, and what's the bank account number?
I thought that was that's not a one, that's just a where it ends, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the account number is 7594810101.
Okay, so that was 7594810101.
Right.
Okay. And can I have an address for you?
Mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
My mailing address and street address are different now.
Okay.
My mailing address is P.O. Box 850, Flomaton, Alabama, 36441.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it. You said Flomaton?
Flomaton, Flomaton.
Okay.
36441. 36441? Yes, ma'am.
And you said it's different from your resident address, correct?
Right. Now, my street address is 2301 Spring Creek Road, Atmore, Alabama.
Okay, Spring Creek, that's one word or is it two words?
It's one word, Spring Creek Road, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Okay, Atmore, Alabama, 364, you said 412?
No, 36502.
Okay, 36502.
Uh-huh.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am. It ain't changed in 27 years.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you? Is it the number you're calling from now?
That's my house number. My house number is 251-294-5421.
Okay. So that was 251-294-5421.
Right. And my
okay.
cell phone number, do you need my cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am, but let me put your house number as your secondary number.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and yes, ma'am, what's your telephone number?
My cell phone number is 251-238-0486.
Okay, so that was 251-238-0486?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so I have your mailing address as P.O. Box 850, Flomaton, Alabama, 36441. And then I have your address as 2301 Spring Creek Road, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Yes, ma'am, but now my street address, I can't get any mail here. No mail comes here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I think that's probably why they asked for the mailing in the residence, just to make sure.
Right. Well, see, I have to stress that to people because a lot of times people will try to send me stuff to the street address, and I don't get any mail here, none. The mail doesn't run here. I'm the only house on the street for 4 miles, so.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I made sure I got that in the system for you.
Right. So anything correspondence, they need to mail it to that P.O. box. So.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Gotcha. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 2000 Chevrolet Tahoe, a 2001 Oldsmobile Silhouette, a 2002 Saturn S-Series, a 2006 Mitsubishi Endeavor, or you've never been associated with these vehicles?
Now I've owned a, I think it's a 2002 Tahoe, but not none of the rest of them.
Okay, I have a 2000 Tahoe.
It may be a 2000. I can't remember.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Okay, I will select that one for you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Gadsden, Opelika, or Flemington, or none of the above? So I'm pretty sure it's Flemington, correct?
It's what now? I didn't
understand
what you said.
Oh, it said which of the following cities has a current association to you or former association to you?
Flemington.
Okay. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? The Chiefs, Panthers, Purple Knights, Vikings, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
What about federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification you have TRA certification?
That I had what?
TRA certification.
Did you say TRA?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. So. No,
okay. And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Okay.
I'm filing for unemployment, so.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
December the 31st.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
My husband owned the business, but what happened is we shut the business down, so.
Okay. I'm sorry, say that for me again, ma'am.
I said my husband owned the business,
mm-hmm.
And I did the office, but now we don't have a business, so we've shut the business down. So.
Okay, I'll just put no for it since it's no longer a business. Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, hold on one second. Yes. Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
Okay, and what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$17.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Do what?
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, and did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, because there ain't no business. It was shut down.
Okay, and what was your job title?
Secretary.
Secretary. Okay, and this is like a front desk secretary?
Yes.
Like a receptionist?
Yes. I
okay.
I did a account receivable.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Do what?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the name of the business you're separated from?
H&H Construction.
Okay.
They're in Plumeton. Because there's about four H&H, so.
Okay. Okay. And what's a phone number or a good phone number?
For me?
Well, you said that y'all closed it down, but we'll still need to be
Oh,
able to contact somebody.
the phone's still on. Like I said, the phone's still on over there. And I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm in the process of shutting it down, but I'm not getting a paycheck or anything, so.
Okay, so it's just a phone number that we need to contact
Oh,
the
okay.
employer.
I'm sorry. It's the office number. It's 251-296-2865.
Okay, so it was 251-296-2865.
Right.
And when was your start date?
Oh, God. Oh. Let
You
me
don't have to remember the exact day if you don't remember the day. Just give me the month and the year.
the I think it was now I'll go ahead and tell you the way it went. I've been working over there for about 17 years, but I didn't draw a check. I just, you know, my husband owned it. But he retired probably 2, it might be 3 years ago and started drawing his Social Security, so he didn't get a check anymore. So I started drawing a check after that. So that's what the deal was. But
Okay,
I
and
worked over there for 17 years, so it would probably, as far as my check, it was probably 2.5 years ago, maybe. Let me see. He's 68, so it would have been when he was 65. So it was March 3 years ago, so.
so March of 19, I think. Yeah, March of 2019.
Right.
Okay, and you say the last day you worked was December 31st of 2021, correct?
Right.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Do what?
What city and state was the work performed in?
Alabama.
What city?
Plumerton.
Okay, Lomington. Do you expect to receive any of the following pays for your after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Okay.
No, I think
Okay,
that's all I'm gonna get. I ain't gonna get nothing else.
you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you said that the reason you're no longer working is because the business shut down, correct?
Right, and it closed down December 31st was the last day we had any employees, so it was.
Okay.
That's the last time I got a check, so.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. And I'm about to give you a pin that you can use when you go online to check your online portal. Just let me know when you're ready for that pin.
Okay, pin, it's the pin number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, that PIN number would be 9656.
9656.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 9656. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And a way to remember your PIN, it will always be the last two of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for the 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file over the telephone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, Ms. Hall, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. And now you were saying this number I need to call once a week, but now I don't call till my check starts, right?
No, actually, you have to call in order. You have to call in order to meet unemployment claim requirements. So you have to start by Sunday. You have to start by Sunday. So you have to call that number by Sunday.
I'll call this 800-752-7389 number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if I needed to wait till the check started or what.
No, ma'am. Just wait till Sunday. You can do it.
So let me know when the check is deposited.
Actually, I don't know. I'm not going to say they will let you know, but since you chose direct deposit, because we don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you chose direct deposit, so we don't have access to see when your money to be will be deposited. It just depends on what day you do your weekly claim.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. So you just have to do it Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday.
Do what now?
You have to do the certification Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a great day.
So now I don't need to do anything else until Sunday night. I need to call this number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome and have a great day. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.